Here is Newsline. The Coordinating Ministry for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections emphasized that the government will focus on repatriating Indonesian prisoners currently incarcerated in foreign countries. During a meeting on the Indonesian prisoners' repatriations on Wednesday, the Ministry's Deputy for Immigration and Correction, Inyoman Gede Surya Mataram, noted that the number of Indonesian facing death sentence and life imprisonment abroad is quite significant. Indonesia's Communication and Digital Ministry supports the Golden Indonesia 2045 visions by fostering digital talent from an early age through training activities for elementary school students to master visual-based coding skills. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Nezar Patria, noted in his statement on Wednesday that the visual coding training is a good step towards providing participants with the foundation of computing knowledge from an early age, enabling them to understand visual coding better as they progress through the school years. That was this line.
Overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. we present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Welcome again, my listener. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in Indonesia Today. And thank you very much for all of you who already joined us here through our audio streaming and also video streaming at www.inews.id and also RRI Digital and, of course, RRI Net. And welcome for all of you who just joined us right now. And later on, as I promised you, we will also have a dialogue about music and traditions. So what is it exactly about? I'm going to give you the complete details later with our sources. Of course, don't forget you can also contact us through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account, VOI__officials, our TikTok account, VOI_officials, and also our email address, VOIListeners@gmail.com. And I will be right back with you with more infos and also great music to listen. But before that, I would really love you to check out one of the songs that I've already prepared to you, for you actually. Here is Malik and the Essentials with My Choice or Pilihanku.
Dan jawaban atas semua pertanyaan yang benar-benar ku inginkan hanyalah kau untuk selalu di sini. Ada untukku, menyayangimu, memberi cinta, memberi semua yang engkau inginkan. Selama aku mampu, aku akan berusaha mewujudkan semua impian dan harapan untuk menjadi kenyataan.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Tahu Gejrot is a traditional dish from Cirebon, West Java. Made from fried tofu cut into small pieces and served with a distinctive sauce. The sauce is a mixture of palm sugar, tamarind, shallots, garlic, and chili, giving it a sweet, sour, and spicy flavor. This dish is typically served on a small plate or in a mortar and enjoyed as a snack. Tahu Gejrot is a popular culinary delight, commonly found in traditional markets and street vendors across West Java.
Welcome back again, well, listener. As I've mentioned to you earlier, we're going to have a dialogue about music and traditions. And right now, already joining me through Zoom, we have Mahamita, a lecturer of Music Study Program, Faculty of Languages and Arts from UNESA Surabaya. Hello, Mahamita. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you are so very welcome. And there's also Mansur, an angklung musician and also a content creator. How are you, Kang Mansur? I should mention Kang Mansur. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi. And thank you very much for joining us today. And we're going to talk about music. So music is actually quite important. And I just want to ask you the first questions for both of you. What exactly music means to you? Who's going to answer that first? Mahamita or Kang Mansur?
Maybe. Mahamita, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for the question. For me, music is the universal language, yeah. It's the key, how can we express anything inside of the people, to tell to other people, to send the message, any kind of message. Even though that somehow, when we perform music, we don't need any lyrics, but by the melody, by the progression chord, we can keep sending the message to the people.
Okay, that's understandable. And yes, indeed, actually, that's how universal music means is for the people around. And what do you think about it, Kang Mansur?
Yeah, I have a same answer with Mahamita. Music is the universal languages because music have no time and space, because music is a language of our play. I'm a play angklung, I'm a traditional musician, and I can give the message from our music.
All right. So we're talking about music and also tradition.
Yeah.
Indonesia has so many traditions and also traditional music, whether it's a musical instrument and everything. And I'm going to Mahamita first, right? So how exactly do you view this role of traditional music in preserving a society's a cultural heritage?
Okay, in my opinion, the traditional music, it plays a fundamental role in maintaining and transmitting a society's cultural identity, values, and also history. It serves as an auditory archive of a community's way of life, reflecting its traditions, beliefs, and historical narratives as well. In many cultures, traditional music is deeply intertwined with rituals, ceremonies, and communal practices, making it a living heritage that connects the past with the present. Furthermore, traditional music, for me, fosters a sense of belonging and unity within a community, reinforcing cultural continuity. It also helps to strengthen national and ethnic identity, particularly in the face of globalization, for sure, where external influences often threaten indigenous traditions. By preserving traditional music, I believe societies can maintain their cultural expressions while passing them on to future generations.
Interesting. That's the key, future generation. Mamita, how can we, I mean, the Indonesian traditional musicians, can, introduce and popularize the traditional music to the young generation and the future generation, as you mentioned?
Okay, for the future generations, yeah, we can combine it with the technology, such as the first of all, we sure have to deeply explore and learn traditional music first, and then we can use technology for digitalization and our sharing, and then we can create new arrangements by blending traditional and modern elements as well, and then we can leverage digital media for promotion and the education needs. And then we can collaborate also with programmers, artists, and technical experts to preserve cultural values and authenticity.
Okay, authenticities and also going to the digital platform as well. So, Kang Mansur,
yeah.
As a musician, Kang Mansur, you are playing angklung. Angklung is a traditional Indonesian music from West Java. And how did you develop the new ideas in traditional music and combined it into a modern kinds of music, so all the new generation or the future generation will be interested to learn how to play angklung?
Yeah, thank you very much. I like the answer of Mbamita, very much knowledge. Thank you very much. And angklung for me is to represent the ideas is angklung have a unique sound, and I will combine with electronic dance music. You know, young generation is very like of EDM, electronic dance music, and we have a lot of instrument. We can collaboration with Korean pop, hip hop, and then metal, and then ska, reggae, and many more genres. I collaboration with electronic dance music, and my tagline is bring angklung to the next level.
Interesting. Is it, Mamita, is it the collaboration between the traditional music and also the IDM as Kang Mansur do, releasing the authenticity meanings to a traditional music?
When we do some collaboration between the traditional music into with the technology, maybe there's a change in how it performs. Yeah, the change does not necessarily equate to loss the essential. It's not about the loss in the essential values, but if collaboration is undertaken with a deep understanding of traditional music philosophy, technology can actually serve as a tool to reinforce and spread its cultural significance to younger generation. Therefore, the key is not whether technology changed the essence of traditional music, but how it's utilized to enrich rather than merely modify this cultural heritage.
Okay, this is very interesting, because actually collaboration is part of innovation that has been doing by the musician, just like Kang Mansur do. And how do you understand the concept of the innovation itself in traditional music, Kang Mansur?
Yeah, the innovation of angklung, of course, in my opinion, angklung has a diatonic scale. Diatonic scale is used of the people around the world. We know do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. It can be play or song all of the genre, all of the diatonic and pentatonic. We have damina, tilada, and many more. And we have a lot of culture, cross culture from jazz between angklung, and I play with angklung, and then we can make a best experience with traditional music between modern music.
It's interesting, right? That's what we call innovation. And your music is actually innovate. So many meanings of a traditional music itself, not only Angklung. And Mamita, how do you view this role of innovation itself in the development of the traditional music?
The role itself, for me, in the development of music in today's technological era is greatly influenced by digitalization and artificial intelligence, as we know. Music production has become easier with software that allows anyone to create works without needing access to a professional studio. Music distribution as well has also expanded through streaming platforms such as TikTok, Spotify, or any other else, replacing physical formats and radio as the primary means of music consumption. On the other hand, social media also provides new opportunities for independent musicians to reach a global audience without relying on major labels. This kind of phenomenon, I think, of viral trends on platforms such like TikTok has also shaped new musical trends that change rapidly. Those while technology accelerates innovation accessibility, musicians must adapt with new strategies to remain relevant without losing their artistic identity. That's what I think.
Okay, this is very interesting. I also like to know where did Kang Mansur have the inspiration from while he is combining the Angklung traditional music into collaborating into IDM. But don't answer that first because I have a song. We have to take a break for a while. I will bring you not an Angklung music, of course. This is one of the legendary group that has been evolving and developing here in Indonesian music industry. We have Project Pop with Coconut. So let's check it out first. Yes, well, listener, also the listeners around the world from RRI Digital and also RRI Net, we are back. And we are still here to talk about tradition and music with Mamita from Surabaya and also Kang Mansur as a musician from Bandung. And I've already asked Kang Mansur earlier about, I want to know exactly what kinds of concept, who influenced him to combine the Angklung musical instrument into collaborating with the IDM or maybe jazz music, as Kang Mansur also said. So Kang Mansur, where did you got the influence from?
I got the influence from our idol in Indonesia, of course, Mas Eka Gustiwana, which is the, he have a group, its name With Genius, who combine between electronic dance music with traditional music from around the Indonesian place. And then Alpiref, you know Alpiref. And then we have international EDM producer, Marshmello. They use Angklung sound in their song. You can check the Marshmello. And then we have a lot of song. Blackpink, they are play Angklung with their song. You can check again. Yeah, Angklung is around the world right now, and they just bring Angklung to the next level. Yeah, that's it.
Wow, that is awesome. And I just find out actually Blackpink and also Marshmello using Angklung musical instrument in their music. And Mamita, this is actually one of the innovation and also the usage of the technology itself, as you mentioned earlier, using AI and also technology to develop the traditional music. And how do we know that, what do you know exactly about this use of the technology in traditional music?
When we use the technology in a traditional music, I guess it has significantly transformed the way traditional music is self-preserved, performed, and also distributed. For me, digital recording or archiving and online streaming platforms has made traditional music more accessible to a global audience, ensuring its longevity beyond geographical and generational limitations. So ethnomusicologists and cultural institutions increasingly use digital tools to document endangered musical traditions, preventing their disappearances. And additionally, technology has enabled new modes of collaboration and experimentation. Electronic instruments, digital audio processing, and AI-generated compositions for me have expanded the creative possibility within traditional music.
So, Mamita, can we call what Kang Mansur do by combining the traditional music, Angklung traditional music, with IDM and also other kinds of modern music as an inspiration and one of the usage of the technology in traditional music as well?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay, so Kang Mansur, you're still online, right?
Yeah.
So Kang Mansur, again, we know exactly, I just want to know actually, this is the last but not least questions, what exactly do you want to say to all the young generations there so they can also be an inspiration to introduce and also promote Indonesian traditional music to the world?
Yeah, first of all, I come to many countries, United States of America, Europe, Portugal, Denmark, Bosnia, Dubai, India. I play Angklung with the, all of the musicians around the world. They have many characters, but Angklung has the power of Indonesia. We have the intangible heritage from UNESCO, of course, 16 November 2010. The intangible heritage originally from Indonesia, Angklung can be the diplomatic culture for the world. We can give a message from this Angklung, and Angklung can be a power of Mansur Angklung to bring around the world to young generation to play Angklung and bring Angklung to the next level.
Okay. Wonderful. And of course, Mamita, what do you think about the can education, a proper education in preserving the traditional music, can also conserve the traditional music itself?
Yeah, for sure. Education is a vital tool in safeguarding traditional music, I think. So by incorporating traditional music into school curriculum, music conservatories, or any university programs, young learners can develop an appreciation and understanding of their cultural heritage. For me, as educators, formal education provides structured learning, enabling students to acquire technical skills while studying the historical and cultural context of traditional music as well.
Wow, okay, thank you very much. I still have a lot of questions in my mind for both of you, but I think the time is short. And thank you very much for being here, for being in Indonesia and Voice of Indonesia's talk. And of course to Ibu Mamita Mahamita, the lecturer of the Music Study Program, Faculty of Languages and Arts, UNESA Surabaya, and also Kang Mansur, Angklung musicians and also content creator. I'll see you again, and thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
And hopefully you have a brighter day in the future.
Amen.
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 Thank you very much, Mamita, and also Kang Mansur. And, of course, our listener and also the viewers of Voice of Indonesia and RRINET, thank you very much for still being here. But still going to be here to give you more infos and also great music to listen. And I'm going to give you a glance about the traditional music that combines into with the modern kinds of music like Alfiraf that has been mentioned by Kang Mansur earlier. So here is a song coming from Alfiraf and also Noella Michaela and with a funky Papua as well.
Selalu men beri warna baru lagi dalam frame, bikin lagi gol seperti games. Microphones reaction chance. We are the king for the land. So one day, one side, one feel and one pride. Young people, one way, one spirit, one nation. Singa tak tidur seharian, baru bangun dan hasilkan lagi banyak penuh. Jadilah juara tanpa banyak galuh. Kita semua adalah juara baru. Voice of my mind of war. Why no mama I don't want. Bila rupanya ku sampai Dharma Rangga tahu tuh ini Papua. Kalau berhasil lo punya, kan sunjuk lagi tuh punya. Gomberai, gomberai, say dari lepar, gomber, pak, gomber, terhanima.
Say, go, go, now, ya, rabe, so, rendo, ready, for, blend, so, bani, me, ma, baki, mo, te,
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk Nusantara,
at RA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
I believe this is the time for Voice of Indonesia to sending out from Indonesia Today and also RRINet. And I'll see you again next week at the same time and same channel from Voice of Indonesia and also RRI Net and RRI Digital. Duka Kusumawati signing out, have a great day and always love Indonesia. And don't forget to contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account at VOI_official, our TikTok account, VOI_official, and of course, our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Have a great day and love Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINet.
Indonesia. Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. Implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best muck diving site in the world. Prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too.
Of Representative Puan Maharani encouraged enhanced cooperation between Indonesia and Azerbaijan in various fields, especially people-to-people relations and tourism. Maharani delivered this message at a meeting with President of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, in Baku, Azerbaijan, on Wednesday. The speaker emphasized the importance of enhancing this cooperation, especially given the existing reciprocal visa on arrival arrangement that facilitates tourism between the two countries.